Kevin whistled. $5,000 to $20,000 a trip. His slacker buddies sleeping until noon every day, blowing $5,000 in Vegas every weekend. Maybe they had rich uncles he didn't know about, or a stash of cocaine under the sink. So the hosts seek out the high rollers, Kevin said, give them free stuff to keep them at the casino. When you move casinos, you take your players with you. Dino nodded as Martinez fixed himself a screwdriver. That's the idea. Each one of my high rollers understands a sort of service I can provide. Whatever it takes, I'll keep them happy. And who knows? Maybe they'll hit it big. Turn into a real live whale. Right, Mr. Kim? Martinez looked up from his drink. A great white one, Dino. Outside the window, the industrial warehouses had given way to cottage-styled houses, packed closely together. Beyond the houses, Kevin saw the bridge linking them to the 10-mile sandbar that housed the largest gambling center west of Nevada. Growing up on the East Coast, Kevin shared the common local view of Atlantic City, an experiment that had never quite lived up to its expectations. In the late 70s, the necklace of casinos along the country's most famous boardwalk had opened its doors to much hype. But the dream of a Vegas of the East had never quite materialized. Despite the fact that the casinos themselves had intermittently flourished, the surrounding city had deteriorated in rapid fashion. Over the past two decades, Atlantic City had become a textbook case against legalized gambling in urban centers. The much-publicized hype, hope, was that the casinos would create jobs and bring in a high-class tourist population from nearby Manhattan. But despite private investment of more than $6 billion, the area surrounding the casinos never experienced the expected economic resurgence. Speculation in properties and the demolition of existing buildings to make way for the casino hotels led to abandoned structures and the closure of nearly 35% of the city's existing businesses. Unemployment surged and crime tripled, while 25% of the city's population left for greener pastures. Atlantic City had the glitz and glamour, weighed down by crime and poverty. As a limousine rolled across the bridge to the sandbar, Kevin tried to smell the ocean. All he got was car leather and exhaust. "What's a whale?" he asked finally. Martinez clinked his glass against the window. A whale is someone who can lose $1 million at cards and not give a damn.